The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. Auntie Katarina is a regular taxi driver who offers free rides to cancer patients in the Italian city of Florence. She inherited the taxi when her partner died of cancer 17 years ago and says this is a way to honor his legacy. To show gratitude and support of the Tuscany region of Italy, she was recognized for her work last month as its Solidarity Ambassador. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports.
The 53-year-old cab driver has spent years helping sick children and adults. She says parents, in particular, feel lost when their children are diagnosed with the illness.
Auntie's job is to open the doors of suffering with the hope of being able to share it. I can't save everybody from suffering. I can just share it, like death. Death is inevitable, but it is possible to share it when we are alive, and we can learn to die better.
Many cancer patients are forced to leave their hometowns to seek treatment in Florence. 22-year-old Erica Scaccati lives 2 hours away and is being treated for brain cancer.
When I see Auntie Katarina during my treatment, she drives me around, and she has given me a lot of love, even if I didn't need that, because my parents were there. But she has helped me shut out what was going on.
Among her other passengers are Moira and her daughter Angelica, who was diagnosed with cancer when she was just 10 months old.
Auntie Katarina is a lot of things to us. She never leaves us. When we came here, we didn't know anybody. She's our family now.
Angelica's cancer is in remission, but she comes to Florence 3 times a year for MRI scans. Delandi welcomes them into the cab where Angelica can find books and toys to play with.
She taught me that at the end of the tunnel there was always a light, and I found the strength to keep going down the tunnel. And we did that, and we have found our light, which is Angelica's recovery.
The decorations on Auntie Katarina's taxi represent children she's met over the years. She calls them superheroes, and Angelica is depicted as a little mouse in a purple dress holding a stuffed animal. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
You can learn more by heading to our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.